Bootsy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want it to be connected. What's happening?
Not much. Just wanted to spend my last minutes with you guys.
How are you holding up?
I actually feel a lot worse than I did at any point of time when I was in Vegas.
Really?
I am completely delirious.
So are you saying that 22Q swallowed the
ecstasy,
Bootsy?
The ecstasy is in the escorts. Didn't take more of a toll.
Are you saying no. we're worse than Bangkok?
Yeah, yes, I am saying that.
Bootsy, man, you got seriously, bro. You can be on here for hours on end. You got to get that microphone or whatever it is straightened out, because all I hear is a wind tunnel. You're welcome. You can be here through the whole 50 hours for all I care, but you got to get that thing under control, buddy. No offense.
All right.
Well, we have a hand here. Sandwich raises on the button. Bootsy three bets at 3,600. The action's on Sandwich. I fold. Sandwich goes all in. It's on Bootsy. He goes in the tank. The microphone apparently. He says, fuck it. He calls. He's delirious. Sandwich calls. Ace, queen, ace, seven. 489. Another nine. They could still chop. And no, they don't. The queen will play. And now we are ahead.
Oh, no, Bootsy's still in.
Oh, I'm going to be out.
So, Bootsy, how was your Iron Man experience? Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, I'm actually glad I did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to get any writing done during it? I know you've been talking about doing a lot of writing lately.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. Just one. I mean, I actually decided early or yesterday morning that I was just going to spend 24 hours doing this.
Yeah.
So, I know. You can probably tell
solid my fold, Bootsy.
I had deuce four.
It doesn't matter, That's such a mutt fold.
I'm seeing double.
And Bootsy doubles up anyway.
Bootsy makes a full house.
Fops a three outer.
Unbelievable. And it still goes on. Bootsy, though, is dangerously short.
I am on a complete less support. In fact, you know what? There you go.
Bootsy.
If you can't beat the hand, I don't know what to tell you. And I think I'm drawing dead.
Still action, Bootsy.
I know.
That means Bootsy made a six, I think. Yeah. Anytime somebody goes, maybe.
Seriously? Nice pickup on the tell there, Johnny. You could really, honestly, could do online charity poker commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we do that with Templar and?
You guys are tell boxes. Brandon said.
I'm all in.
Brandon goes into. Oh my God, Bootsy might actually move up a money spot here.
Call Sandwich.
Oh jeez, Bootsy's folding like a son of a bitch.
Watch me fold my nine deuce.
Ah, Brandon just doubled.
I had a monster.
Yeah, you had a monster. You had the spades covered. You're in good shape. Yeah, the king blockers. You're fine.
Bootsy trying to fold his way into second place like a champ.
It's no matter what. It's all going to 22Q. So
Bootsy, I got a monster, my friend.
Oh well, I don't. Yep, you do. And
that'll do it, buddy.
Good game, buddy.
Bootsy, are you throwing in the towel now? This was your swan song on 22Q.
I'm gonna go ahead and. 9:15 Pacific time. I'm going to stay on here for another 15 minutes. So I'm going to shut this bitch down.
And, okay. Are you going to stay on the air with us?
Yeah.
Call. Oh, I'm crushed. Oh, Jesus.
Bootsy, can I just ask you for a huge favor?
Yeah, turn off my fan.
Yes. Wow. Like I said, I don't care if you stay. Wow, what a chop. What a great card.
Wow.
Any king, any jack? What do you need? Any king, any jack, any queen, any ace to chop there?
Yep.
How's that better?
That's perfect. Oh, no, actually.
All right, I'm just calling. I can't do. Oh, wow, I'm crushed again. All right.
Six.
Nope. Good game. I finished second, which I am fine with. Sandwich, great job. Great play.
Good game, Sandwich.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice job, Sandwich.
Let me do it.
Sandwich might be the second member of the 22Q charity poker sponsored pros after Vern.
Jacep, right now what I'm doing is I'm going to transfer you $76. That's going to go straight to 22Q.
Okay. Is that what your profit is for the...
That's my profit.
Okay. Well, do you need... What's in your account right now?
$76.
Oh, so it's not your profit. What was your buy-in?
100.
So you're actually... That's just what you have left, right?
Yeah. So I'm just going to give it all to you guys. Okay. Give it all to you guys and...
Awesome, thank you. So we got $76 more for from Bootsy. That's awesome.
Thank you very much, Bootsy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm gonna text Karina.
Right, oh yeah, now. Sandwich. I knew about this and I forgot to mention it. Sandwich is getting on a plane in a few hours to fly to London, where he'll be playing the 22Q main event from London. So our super high roller champion is also going to play the main event, and he's playing them both in different countries.
And actually, what I'll do is I'm going to stay and talk to Karina. You know, I met her at the MGM. In fact, I met her at the M last year. Okay. She has the most hysterical laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah. It actually warmed my heart when I was playing at the horse tournament. You could hear her laugh from across the room.
Okay, absolutely. What time are we calling Karina, Brandon?
I'm texting her right now.
Okay.
I'm going to wait a second, and I'll Skype you the number.
Do you want to just have her? Okay.
That Karina is a big fan of Filthy Leopard, or Blind Squirrel apparel, by the way.
She is?
Yes.
That's awesome. I would love to. Does she have any Blind Squirrel apparel?
She saw my shirt, and she loved it.
I would love to get her, because AJ would love that, if I could get her a shirt or a hat or something, and have her take a picture wearing it. That guy would go nuts for that. All right, just let me set it up.
Oh, no, we're not going to call. Hold on. Now I guess she's telling me 10, which is what we agreed to originally, so that's fine.
So 40 minutes?
Yep, we got 40 minutes.
Okay, no problem. Bootsy, are you going to hang out for that then?
No, I'm going to go in and
she doesn't mean call
her out in 10 minutes. Well, just tell her I said hi.
Absolutely, buddy.
No problem.
You're just like a trooper.
Bootsy, can you give us a rundown now that we're in radio?
I'm gonna go get a bite to eat real fast.
Okay, good. Do what you gotta do, Brandon. I'm gonna dissect the anomaly that is Bootsy Collins.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, Bootsy Collins is a regular contributor of ours. For those of you who listened to season 2 of Filthy Limper, he was one of our guest co-hosts for probably half of the season. He's a friend of the show and a host of Low Limit Poker Radio at lowlimitpoker.com. Is that lowlimitpoker.com or lowlimitpokerradio.com?
Lowlimitpokerradio.com.
Lowlimitpokerradio.com, along with Peaky Charge on Divine. They have a show every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. I encourage you guys to check that out. It's a fun show. They have some good conversation and some decent content, and I encourage everybody to listen to that. But Bucci's been a member of our community since the beginning. Recently, he went on a vacation to Las Vegas, where he is no longer the same Bootsy Collins who I know and I consider a friend. He is now seems to be an evolved version of himself. And he told the story of his trip report, but what he hasn't gotten into yet is his birthday present to himself. And since it's after midnight on the East Coast and we do rated M for mature, hide your kids, hide your wives. Bootsy, can you tell us the story of your birthday present to yourself?
It's actually more complex than that.
Dude, that was the greatest intro I've ever done in my entire life, and you're just going to not...
I would have to go way back. In fact, I have to go probably back to 2003, and that's when I caught my best friend having an affair with my fiancé at the time. And
do you still talk to him?
No.
Do you still talk to her?
No.
Yeah, don't fall into that trap, Bootsy.
No. Nope. Yeah, which was pretty devastating to me. Let me in a pretty deep, dark path of depression, drug use. Finally got my act together, and after my mom passed away back in 2007. And during the time I was actually when that happened, I actually moved in with my parents about 2 hours up north in a town of Santa Barbara. Then that's why I started playing poker at the Chumash Casino. Sorry if I'm like really chopped up. Like I said, I've been up for about 36 hours, so.
It's all right. Just go for it. But try to try and does this story have a happy ending?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think after quite a long time, I've finally gotten over the fact, and I think it's time for me that I think I'm ready to open my heart to somebody who's willing to.
Are you saying right now that Bootsy is on the market?
I think after a long while, I think Bootsy is back on the market.
Okay, Bootsy, just for the female listeners, what is it that you do for a living?
I am actually I work within the information technology industry.
That's all you really need to say. You have a job. You're employed.
It's a very complex portion of it.
Girls don't want to know exactly what the hell you do. They just want to know that you're gainfully employed. They don't give a shit what the actual job is.
Yeah.
So you earn a decent living?
I do.
Okay. And you're 32 years old?
Correct.
I assume you're a good-looking guy?
I let myself go, but I'll be heading back out to the gym. Hopefully trimming down, I could definitely lose a few pounds.
So if any girls want to holler, it's at Bootsy Collins on Twitter.
At Bootsy Poker.
At Bootsy Poker on Twitter. Yeah, it would be...
I know, Drexel,
Drexel wants to go get something to eat, buddy. It's just me and you.
All right, listening. Well, I just don't want to talk with my mouth full.
Okay.
But what was the question? I am listening.
So if any girls do want to holler, since you're ready to move on with your life and you put yourself back out there and you've gotten over this thing and we're ready to go ahead and get some strangers some trim... you have your gainfully employed, and it's at Bootsy Poker if they want to holler. So, then what happened with your birthday present?
Kind of funny. I ended up taking some Viagra and ordered a 2-hour service with, I can't say her name. I've agreed not to say her name. I learned that I do podcasts, and I'd be bringing this up, but she told me to not say her name or stage name, etc.
You told her that you host a podcast, and she made you say that you wouldn't say her name?
Exactly.
You should have tried to get her on radio.
I did.
So yeah, conversation. Hang on. I want to guide this ship into the port. A conversation occurred where you tried to get her on lowlimitpokerradio.com?
Either that, or possibly a segment with Owls.
Okay.
That would be appropriate.
So, and she told you not to say her name or her correct stage name.
And you're
abiding by that request?
I am abiding by her request.
Can I ask why? Do you think that she's going to track down the 22Q podcast and know that you said something? She very well could. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean I
think it's more respect.
It's just like a don't kiss and tell when you gave exactly somebody your word type exactly of thing. I understand. Is it a stage name or a name that we would know?
No.
Is it somebody who has a website?
Yes.
Is it something that you can put in the Skype so that I can look at it without disclosing the information since we're not broadcasting over the air?
Yeah, sure, for you.
Okay.
In fact, here, I'll also shoot this order.
So, you loaded up on Viagra, and then you tried to get her on Low Limit Poker Radio.
Or the Vowel segment on
Poker Fraud Alert Radio.
Exactly.
Pictures
are all there.
And what happened then?
Funny story. I think I barely touched on this yesterday. I walked out of the my hotel room. I told them that the housekeeping that I wanted the room to be ready by I think it was 1 o'clock. Yeah, it was 1 o'clock. So. Left the air conditioning on, but what I did not know.
I'm sorry, Bootsy, not to cut you off. Is it fair to say, without giving any information, that this is a BBW?
She's thick.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, I can see what you're...
What's BBW? I'm not really that much into knowing...
BBW is internet speak for a big, beautiful woman. Is this your wheelhouse, Bootsy?
Yes.
Okay. So, the larger ladies out there.
I'm not say larger.
I'm not talking gross. I'm just talking larger. You can absolutely holler at Bootsy Poker, and those applications are being accepted and expedited to the front of the line. All right, go ahead.
And I mean, she doesn't have to be one either.
She doesn't have to be a BBW, but if you happen to be, don't be discouraged.
Yeah, Santos is correct. Voluptuous.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. Everyone in the chat seems confused that they think, and that's what I kind of thought it was, but I wasn't sure that it means big black woman.
It doesn't. Do a little bit of that, Google.
Okay, I believe you guys. I'm just saying that's what Bubbles and Matt the Rat and...
They're both...
That would be
BBBW. Or SSBBBW. Bootsy knows what that is.
Yeah, I know what PSE stands for.
Strong, successful, black, big black woman.
No, that
is. Do you know what PSE stands for?
PSE?
Yeah.
Yeah, Porn Star Experience.
Very good.
Oh, Jesus, Bootsy, you're all over this shit, huh? What are you, on Eros and stuff?
Yeah, actually, I looked all that up.
All right.
Nice to do my research before I...
Three B's and a W is a black woman. Two S's, two B's and a W is a supersize. That's like the girls that are just big. And then a regular BBW is what I would categorize this woman as. She's just on the larger size. She's not fat and gross or anything, but she's larger. She's a little Amazonian, but you know.
I mean, she was tall, and of course, I'm a tall person myself.
Okay. How tall are you, Bootsy?
I'm 6'2".
You're 6'2", huh? Holy shit! All right, so
I pretty much dwarfed over Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so walk us through your experience with this lovely lady.
Let's see.
Who has gigantic tits.
We met in front of a, forgot what name of the store it was, but it was, the canal shops at the Venetian.
Okay.
Pretty much introduced ourselves, you know. Yeah, we actually grabbed a coffee before, and talked for a little bit.
Okay.
And then ended up taking my room.
Okay.
And one thing that really pissed me off is
Did you purchase all of the coffees and all that stuff too?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You know, I'm a gentleman.
Absolutely. So this was like a date then, kind of.
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't just like a.
It was pure GFE.
Oh, so you actually, what do you get, like you fill out like a web form or something?
I did have to go through a background.
Like
check.
A screening process.
Correct.
And you place your orders like what is it like? Is it GFE, CIM? Greek, and all those options?
Correct.
And it's various prices for each option?
She had a preset price.
Okay, so you just opted for GFE.
Correct.
Okay. For those of you that don't know in the chat, GFE is girlfriend experience. CIM is cum in mouth. Greek is anal. And what was the other one that I mentioned?
Jenny Anderson, CIM.
Yes, absolutely. Jenny Anderson is. You can get the CIM there. So you purchased GFE, which, from my knowledge of GFE, what it is you actually live as this girl's boyfriend for an evening, and it's like all the things actually do with your girlfriend, you do with her. So you make out and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Carry on.
Can you fight and tell her to leave?
No. No, we actually really clicked. So that's probably...
Let me ask you this question, Bootsy. Actually, knowing this girl's profession, Would you date her if opportunity presented itself?
No, because she's actually married.
Weird. Okay.
Wow, this is strange.
Keep going. Kevin, have you looked at the website?
What's that?
Have you looked at the website?
No.
Okay.
I put the link.
The link is in the sky. I've surfed the whole thing front to back.
One thing that really pissed me off about the Palazzo was the fact that they turned off the air conditioning when I wasn't there. So during the first round, we ended up both sweating pretty profusely, and I could not figure out why, because she asked me, hey, did you turn off the air conditioning? And I'm like, no, I did not turn off the air conditioning. So she ended up getting up. We had to stop. She got up and turned on the air conditioning, which I didn't turn off. So that was kind of a annoyance. But it
was a girlfriend experience, so could you have just been like, babe, don't do that? And she'd have been like, but I need the air conditioning going. And then you guys get into an argument and you sleep on the couch? Okay.
Yeah, we're both struggling.
What do you mean struggling? Like you were winded?
We're having issues with the heat inside. Okay. Because it got pre-steaming.
John, you're very good at this too, by the way.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Like just taking him through the story and the whole thing. It's very sitting here eating some.
It's very chicken. It's very like sensual.
Yeah, it really is. I almost want to like watch Silk Stockings and just put on like a velvet robe.
Silk Stockings. This is like an episode of the Red Shoe Diary.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Continue. Okay, continue, Bootsy. So you had the air conditioner incident, and let's get to the brass tacks of this.
Mm.
Take us through it.
Pretty much. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six positions and three shots.
Hang on. You counted them on your hand, so I'm gonna go with missionary, doggy, reverse cowgirl,
cowgirl,
and sideways.
Sideways, yep,
and pile driver.
Actually, no. Take it back. Yeah, that's five.
Okay. And then, you're saying three completions,
mm-hmm.
all through the course of how long, so we know that you took Viagra. So for those of you who have never taken Viagra, you maintain an erection through the entire thing. You can continue to complete, but the erection doesn't go anywhere. So was this just one long session, or was there breaks in between?
It was pretty a long session. We had, shorter breaks.
Okay. And what did you do at the breaks? Did you guys like snuggle, or did you order room service?
We snuggled.
Did you get to know each other? Like, did you have a conversation with her?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Did you like her? Did she seem like, you know, was she your type?
She was great. She was great.
Like, you guys like really got into like deep talking, like, you know.
Yeah, actually.
And it was something that you would consider to be therapeutic?
Very much so.
Okay. So, what time, I know you said that you met up at the Venetian, and you went back to your room, you did that whole thing. What time did you get back to your room, roughly?
When you're done?
When you first entered into the physical portion of the relationship.
We started off around, I want to say 1:15, 1:20.
Okay, so about quarter after one, and once you were done and the process was completed, what time would you say it ended?
I want to say about 2:45.
So we're about an hour and a half process for the three completions and the five positions. Was there, with the GFE, does that also include the CIM?
No.
Okay, so everything is, there's no like BBBJ or BB anything. It's all...
There was BBBJ, it's all covered. But
okay.
No, there was BBBJ, but no CIM.
Okay. With the block of time or whatever that you were renting her as your girlfriend, was it like a 24-hour window? Was it a 12-hour window? Or was it just not was there no definitive end point?
What was the question again? Sorry.
You had leased her or rented her mm-hmm. as your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody to make the mistake of thinking this is an escort scenario. Bootsy actually rented her as a girlfriend. So was there a time period? Was it a 24-hour time period? Was it a 12-hour time period? Or was it open-ended to where at the end of the experience, whatever time it was...
It was a 2-hour.
Oh, it was a 2-hour time period. Correct. Okay. So an hour and a half into it. So it's not like a full GFE is with like an overnight. It wasn't that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Do you regret it not being that?
Not at all. I just needed two hours because, like I said, I was originally supposed to have dinner that night with Brandon, of course. But unfortunately, he forgot that his dad was flying in.
Okay.
In fact, I literally texted him probably about 10 minutes after everything was done.
Oh, okay. So at the end of the 2 hours now, I guess here's what I'm getting to. You finish, you complete, the process is over. Is there a girlfriend buffer time of you guys just kind of hanging out and... I don't know, spooning or talking, or is it just like, okay, time's up, let's get dressed, and it was nice to meet you?
Well, we probably spend about a good 20 to 30 minutes together, just hanging out.
Just as an aside, so there's no confusion because of previous things, we did meet up, and I did buy Bootsy an ice burger for dinner. I mean, just, you know, there's a Raw Wolf thing about me not eating with him, and, you know, just to clear that up, but go ahead. It was a good burger, wasn't it, Bootsy?
Yeah, it was. It was excellent. Like I said, you said that you might be coming over this way. I think I'm going to take you to a burger place. I think it's better than BLT.
Okay. That aside, about what did this process, this two-hour window, what was the per-hour rate or what was the total cost of the entire thing?
Total cost was $500.
$500, so $250 an hour. To put that in perspective, my lawyer is $200 an hour. So there's that. Do you feel like it was money well spent?
Yes.
Do you feel like it helped you emotionally?
Yes. Absolutely.
Brandon, your witness?
I'm eating chicken cutlets from Whole Foods, so
okay.
I have no questions at this time.
Does my lawyer offer BPPJ? No. my lawyer is kind of cheap.
Actually, what's cool about it is that normally with her, $500 got me an hour and a half, but since it was my birthday, she gave me an extra half hour.
Do you feel like that's just a clever sales pitch, Bootsy? I mean, you don't really believe that, do you?
Yeah.
You really feel like this girl has promotions? Like,
well, she takes they do that sometimes in Vegas.
They have promotions? Like, you realize it's just a bullshit, like, marketing thing, right? It's not
There's
actually
a Labor
real.
Day thing going on right now.
but you guys realize that's not real, though, right? The price is the price. They just word it differently.
Yeah. Who cares?
Okay, so it was.
I feel like if this doesn't work out, Johnny's gonna be like on a.
Why are you? Are you interested? Sally, you sound like you seem pretty interested in what I did.
I'm interested in extracting the story, Bootsy. What do you think? What do you think? I've never. What do you think? I haven't been around the fucking block. What do you think? This is amateur hour. I know all this stuff because I've experienced it. I just want to extract the story for our listeners.
So you've done something like this before yourself, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good.
I'm not judging you, buddy. I'm just getting the story out.
Is there any other part of the story that you think I need to elaborate more on?
No, I'm just curious. Like, you said that you, after your issue with your ex-girlfriend, that you were in a depression, and that was a multiple-year thing, right?
Yes.
Why did it take you to this point in time? What was your trigger that made you determine that it was going to be this year, this date, that was going to help you have this experience to change that, to turn that around? Did you just naturally work your way out of the depression?
This is the first. this is the first time I've been to Las Vegas alone.
Okay, in the past you've traveled with friends or family.
Yeah, last year was the first time I've been to Vegas in quite some time. I was actually there for a convention. So,
was it like a AVN convention?
No, it was a convention called VMware, which was held at the Venetian.
So it was a work thing? It wasn't like a...
Yes, it was a work thing.
It wasn't like a cosplay or anything like that?
It was a work thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's where I got the... stay at the Planet Hollywood. That's where I got the little staph infection. And I don't need to rehash that story since that's been hashed out before.
Hat gate.
No.
Right?
No, this was a staph infection gate.
Oh. Bootsy, not to pry, but do you have a Facebook page?
I do, but I don't really use it.
But if I'm not giving away anything because obviously your anonymity is important to you. But if I were to just search by your name, there's only a handful of people who know your name. Would I come across your Facebook page?
You would, but my photo isn't actually a photo of me. It's a photo of a cartoon character.
Okay, no big deal. I just wanted kind of a point of reference because I've never seen you. I don't know what you look like. In my head, you're actually Bootsy Collins, the fucking bass player. So, yep. So, but it's fine. It's no big deal. I was just curious.
Let's see here. Let me see if I have a picture of myself here, which I could.
If I was a judge, I'd say right now, Jason, you're the attorney. I'd say, I'm going to allow this line of questioning, but let's, you know, show that it's going somewhere.
Do you guys feel like this hasn't gone somewhere? Like
I'm confused. I want to get to the girl part.
We've already finished the girl part.
But I mean, did I miss the intimate details? It didn't seem like there were any really intimate details.
It was five positions. It was doggy,
cowgirl. That's not really just, I expect more intimacy than that.
All right.
You really want? Okay, I mean she also did squirt too. Maybe I should. Okay.
Yeah, well, how do you leave that out of the fucking?
Yeah, that's intimate. There we go.
Bootsy, shouldn't. That's not information that we're supposed to pry out of you. That's information that's just supposed to get scooped right into the story.
By the way, I really hope the God Green is not listening before this, because she's a very cool, down to earth girl, and we've been very tame, but I don't know. But anyhow, proceed.
Okay.
In fact, she was. Pretty, she did that quite often too. In fact, at the end of the day, I end up crashing out on the couch because the sheets were so soaked.
That's okay. All right. There's that.
There's that.
So there's
that detail.
So all in all, so now at this point, you're back home. And now you're searching for the one. You're searching for the girlfriend. You're searching for the wife.
If I don't get it, then I'm not going to.
If you don't get it, are you going to repeat this process in Vegas maybe every 3 months, 6 months, year?
Probably. If I would see her again, but it would probably be a year. It would probably be the same thing, you know, probably my birthday week.
And can I ask you. How did you find this person? I mean, I know, obviously, I've seen the website.
There's a site called the Escort Review. And she had some pretty good reviews.
That's a paid subscription site, right?
Yeah, but what I was able to do was I was able to put in a couple bogus reviews.
If you enter a certain amount of reviews, you get free...
Correct.
That's TER, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you put in the reviews to get the free access to the accounts to enter the paid... And mm-hmm. Do you spend a decent amount of your time just trolling that website, looking at the various different options available to you?
I probably spent about an hour and a half, and I was pretty much there was three finalists, and what ended up happening was sorry.
So you
got some indigestion here.
So you were able to narrow down the entire City of Las Vegas to the three finals. Do you have links for the rejects?
Let me look. I know it.
What made this girl stand out above and beyond the other two?
I think, honestly, I think it was just the red hair. the red hair, and she had the best tits, too.
Okay. Those are two completely acceptable reasons.
Steve's asking me this is how I imagine Bootsy, too.
All right, Bootsy. Is there any other details of the story that you're leaving out? Was there something that you're just going to hit with us?
Probably, but I mean, come on. I've been up for about 36 hours.
Okay.
So my brain's not exactly...
So now, the experience itself, was it the best of your entire 32-year lifespan? Come on, let's be honest, Bootsy. You either know that it was or you know that it wasn't, but if you're thinking of this one, it clearly was.
I did used to date this pretty awesome Latina and this one Filipino girl. We're both really diamond, but yeah, she was pretty top.
Okay. And Brandon, are you still eating chicken cutlets? They're just gone. It's just me and you. It's me and you in the Black Abyss.
I'm hoping that they're just hope they're not doing anything else.
Maybe, you never know. Is that you, Brandon? Kevin?
Is that you, Kevin? It sounded like Kevin for a second.
I suddenly feel uncomfortable. I've been abandoned by my co-host and left with this goddamn lunatic.
Where did Pika go?
I don't know.
Disconnect off of your computer.
They've all bailed on me. They all backed away slowly from their computer and left me alone with this fucking maniac.
Who bailed on you?
You two did.
I told you, I said I'd be right back. I had to go take a piss. I'm sorry.
All right, Bootsy. I think I've gotten all the information I need to get out of you here.
Like Johnny After Dark or something like that. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Hey, guys, I'm just trying to fill an hour of radio with an interesting story.
Podcast Confidential?
Yeah, Podcast Confidential. I should do an interrogation podcast once a month.
Or what did Todd say? What did Todd say a couple of weeks ago? That's pretty funny about MyCon. Lie detector radio. Polygraph radio.
Okay. Yeah, polygraph radio. Listen, Bootsy, I know you're tired. We're all tired. I appreciate you sharing your story with us. We're going to have Karina Jett on in about 10 minutes, and I want to shift gears so that if she tunes in for the first 10 minutes to listen, she hears us discussing something. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about, the WSOPC for 10 minutes.
She's never going to look at me the same way ever again.
Yep. You're probably 100% right, but I do appreciate your candidness and being open and honest. It's a rare quality, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you sharing the images and pictures with me and the entire story, and I think you left no stone unturned, buddy.
Well, thanks again. Like I said, glad that I was able to stay up for the full 24 hours.
Listen, all joking aside, it takes a hell of a lot of dedication to our brand, and I don't want you and Pika and Biebs and all those guys, Sandwich, all of them, I don't want any of you guys to think that it doesn't mean anything to us and it's not truly appreciated, because if it wasn't for you, that group of people, for that core group of people, you guys along with some like Real Chaser and Joe, that core group of people is the only reason why we do this show. And there's not, it's not just you five, it's a list that has some numbers. There's a lot of people in it. You guys just happen to be here now. Without you guys, this doesn't even happen. We don't do this because we do it for you guys, so I want you to know just how much it means to me personally. I'm not speaking for Kevin and Brandon, but I feel confident that they would say the same thing.
I'm back.
Without you guys, there is no Filthy Limper, there is no Vegas Poker Radio. You are our audience. You are the people that we that give us the motivation to do this, even when sometimes it's tough to get that motivation. So I just want you guys to know how much we truly appreciate you guys.
25 hours.
Yep.
Bootsy.
Enough for 32.
Go get some sleep, buddy. Go rest.
Yeah, I got to get to work.
You got to go to work tomorrow. I don't want you to get in any issues or oversleep, but go to work. I'm sure we'll catch up with you tomorrow. We still got another 25 hours or so of this thing
we're
to go.
We're halfway there. Is that correct?
We're right at the halfway mark.
Correct.
So, as long as this has been, we're just getting started.
Kevin sounds amazing. Kevin's like a physical. I imagine him just being some odd specimen. Like, he sounds no different than 25 hours ago.
I'm odd, right?
Jesus. Kevin, what's your take on all this? I mean, just, you know, the Bootsy situation and his story. What's do you have any opinion?
No, just someone just sowing his oats, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Sounds like he had a good time, and I don't know other than that, to be honest with you. I mean, it's Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
No, it doesn't, obviously. They couldn't be further from the truth.
What happens in Vegas apparently gets sent to me and Jason on Skype.
All right, Bootsy. Thank you so much, buddy.
I love you guys anyway, so.
Oh, we love you too, Boots.
All right,
buddy. Take
care. Get some rest, bud.
See you tomorrow. Will do. Later.
Later.